Our U.S. ag industry continues to face a number of challenges, including continued talk about trade tariffs. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. The American Soybean Association is hopeful that this round of trade tariffs will be short-lived and the possibility of bringing on some new market demand for our producers.
Well, I think certainly it has. I mean, the uncertainty, you take a look at, 10% across the board tariffs that we have on place here. You know, we've seen a mixed bag. We've seen the soybean market go down considerably in response to some of the tariff announcements, but we've also seen some upticks as well. But, of course, the big thing that we're worried about is what happens, you know, how long will those tariffs be in place?
Steve Sensky is the CEO of the American Soybean Association.
We at the American Soybean Association have really been urging the administration to, you know, utilize these reciprocal tariffs and now the pause. Thank goodness we have the pause to negotiate trade deals that open up some new market access for soybean producers and for U.S. agriculture and U.S. industry writ large.
With challenges facing our producers, one thing is for certain, a door of opportunity could open up.
It does offer that opportunity to, you know, negotiate, to get some more market access, to get some purchase commitments, things like that, that could be very beneficial long term for not only soybeans, but other products from the United States. So we're certainly hoping that's the case.
So working together to keep those trade doors open is key. That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.